For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard. Yesterday was Election Day, and joining me now to discuss the results of some of those races is Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Bob, let's start off with some of these top races. We saw very early results coming in the governor's race, with Mark Gordon coming out on top by quite a wide margin. Were you surprised by that?
I'm not really surprised. I was a little surprised with how quickly the race got called, which was in the first like 35 seconds after the polls closed. But Martin Gordon getting 67% of the vote. You know, I thought going in that Republican turnout in the state, I mean, when we have a big turnout, that's going to be Republicans. And, you know, they have about 3-1, 4-1 advantage. So for him to get 67% of the vote, not a big surprise. I knew back this summer that there were some folks that were concerned about Mark Gordon, maybe that he wasn't conservative enough, but I think they were satisfied that he would be the best person to lead the state. So they went in that direction. And so now Mark Gordon has to put together a staff, and we'll see how he gets ready for the legislative session.
We saw other top statewide elections happening. Any other surprises there?
No, and again, it's all Republicans in the state. I mean, you saw in the elected races in the state, Ed Buchanan getting the Secretary of State at 68% of the vote. Everybody that got elected in the top five officials got at least 68% of the vote, if not 72%. You saw John Barrasso and Liz Cheney return to Congress with major majorities. And so, again, Democrats did make some dents in some local races, but it's just awfully tough to win a statewide race right now as a Democrat, and unless you've got an awful lot of name recognition and really can get Republicans not concerned about you and really supportive of you. I thought Mary Throne ran as good a campaign as you could possibly run, and it was just still not enough.
Can you talk about some of those local races starting in the Senate?
Well, I think so. A couple that were I was really interested to see how this Mike Giroux-Kate Mead race was going to play out, and I thought it would be very close down to the wire. But as it turned out, he was an easy winner, in fact, getting about 62% of the ballot, most of those votes coming from Teton County. We did see a Democrat incumbent go down, John Hastert in southwestern Wyoming, losing to the Republican Tom James. There was an independent in that race that took a lot of votes away from the two candidates. I would assume a lot of those would have gone to John Hastert, who's won that seat many times in the past. So he goes down and we see a Republican there. Saw an independent win. I don't know that I recall an independent winning in the state of Wyoming. Jim Roscoe, who used to be a Democrat in District 22, upsets Marty Halverson, who was a Republican stalwart, had been there a long time. A little surprised to see that. Mike Yin, I think he's about 32 years old, a Democrat, getting about 60% of the ballot in that particular race. Andy Clifford, a Native American from the Wind River Reservation, defeating the incumbent Jim Allen. And then we saw Debbie Bovee, who was an incumbent Democrat up in Casper. She was in a tenuous position, and Art Washit, a new Republican, did come in and win that one. We were interested to see Sarah Burlingame win in District 44 over in Cheyenne, and then Charles Pelkey, I thought, might face a close battle in District 45, but in Laramie, he picks up the victory, and so he'll be returning to the legislature.
Looking at some of these races now, overall, what do you see as we approach a new session with a new legislature? What's the vibe going to be?
I think it's going to be a conservative vibe. I will be very interested to see who gets in the leadership positions. There are people that have been trending in that direction. I think the open question in the House is who is going to be the majority floor leader. I believe David Miller will be the Speaker of the House, and I think that will probably happen. But it seems to be a very conservative legislature. When I mean that, it's not so much fiscally as it is there's a lot of people there that would like some social issues to maybe get through, and that might be something to watch.
Bob Beck, news director here at Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks for your insights on the election.
Thank you.